Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in chapter 5 and the first few verses again. Verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Here we have Jesus in teaching mode, sitting down, as it says in verse 1, teaching them, verse 2. This is formal language consistent with a respected teacher about to deliver a key address. And what is his address? Well, he begins off by talking about how people can be blessed. Now, blessed means to approve of and to find approval. It's been said that perhaps a better word than blessed, because that's a bit religious these days, is happy. Happy might be a better translation if it wasn't so subjective. There's nothing really subjective about this that Jesus is trying to convey. He's perhaps talking about happiness to some degree, because he's talking also about holiness, or if you like, God-likeness. And of course, if we become more God-like Jesus Christ and like God, then certainly I would imagine we're going to be more filled with joy and therefore more happy. But I don't think this is Jesus trying to teach us how to be happy. He's surely trying to teach us how to be in right relationship with God. He's teaching us that God's blessing has got to mean more to us than the approval of people who love us or who we love, no matter how cherished they are, or it doesn't matter if someone is very influential in our lives. What matters most to a citizen of God's kingdom is the approval of God. And another thing that we see about these Beatitudes is that they are to be practiced by all followers of Jesus Christ. They're not descriptions of different kinds of disciples with different gifts, because these things are not gifts. Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek. These are not gifts. They are attributes of those with a transformed mind and a transformed heart. This isn't like the Holy Spirit, who gives different gifts to different followers of Jesus. No, these are characteristics of those who've had a changed heart and mind. So perhaps a good quiet time might be to read through these, pray through these, and then ask ourselves, in which of these do I lack the most? Which would be good to grow in? Perhaps God is pointing us towards one of these characteristics that will help us to grow, become more like Jesus, and closer to God. Which one is it for you? Next time we'll go on to talk more about some specifics of these Beatitudes, but until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.